हेनाक्षर समाम नाय मधुगम्भीरा तुक्तम व्याकरणं वृक्षं तस्मै पाणिनीय नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मिनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। अस्य दिनम् एप्रिल् मासस्य पञ्चदशः दिनाङ्कः स्त्रीप्रत्यय अभ्यासस्य तत्र क्रियमाणा अस्ति। ऐ डोण्ट् हाव् अ पवर् पायिण्ट् टुडे, ऐ जस्ट् हाव् द वर्ड् वेर् वी हाव् द आन्सर्स् टु द असैन्मेण्ट्, सो विल् जस्ट् डिस्कस् देम् वन् बै वन्। सो द फस्ट् सेक्षन् वास् टु डिटेक्ट् स्त्री प्रत्ययस् अण्ड् सप्रम ससूत्रं साधयत, स्त्रीप्रत्ययान्तं रूपं चित्वा ससूत्रं साधयत। सो इन् दिस् क्वश्चन् देर् आर् नो एरर्स्, अट् लीस्ट् इन् द क्वश्चन्स् देर् आर् नो एरर्स्। सो द फोकस् इस् जस्ट् आन् फैण्डिङ्ग् औट् विच् आर् स्त्रीप्रत्ययान्सर्स् अण्ड् डिरैविङ्ग् देम्। सो नारीणाम् उत्तमा वधूः, सो देर् आर् त्री स्त्रीलिङ्ग वर्ड्स् हियर्, देर् इस् नारी अण्ड् देर् इस् उत्तमा अण्ड् देर् इस् वधू। So Nari, I think everybody would know, Nari can be derived either from Nara or from Nru, right? So both of them have to be done. So if it is Nara, you have a direct vritti for the SA teacher, Nara plus E, SA teacher is the name of Rekhvatarakara Silopaha, Nar E is the name of Nru, and Nru Narayohu Vritthishtha is the name of Vritthihi, so Nari is the name of Nru, iti yadi Rikarantam, Sarhi Nru E, वृद्धिः नरयोर्वृद्धिश्च आकारः वृद्धिः उरण्ड्रपरः इत्यनेन रेफशिरस्थः सो नार् इ नारी इति रूपम्। सो सूत्रं तु दिस् इस् नीन् नाट् नीश्, ऐ डोण्ट् नो वाट् इट् इस् शाङ्गरवाद्ययो नीन्। सो ओब्वियस्लि द प्रत्यय इस् नीन् अण्ड् इट् इस् बै द सूत्र शाङ्गरवाद्ययो नीन्। सो here also when we are mentioning the sutra, you should understand what it's clearly. The Nirnayor Vridhishcha is the Gana Sutra, which is saying specifically that it will have Vridhi, but actually I meant for the answer, initially you should have that it is Neen. Shangaravadyayo Neen is the sutra. Without mentioning the sutra, the answer will not be complete. Right? So, that is about Nari. Uttama, staff, agardita staff, so I don't know the question. And Vadhuhu, so is Vadhu Ung Pratyayanta or not? That's a question. I saw that, I mean, I don't remember who wrote what, but there was a paper where this Vispati is given and still Pati is given and still Sri Ung. It is not a Sri Pratyayanta. Vadhu is not Unanta. Okay? So that is why I mean, that was a trick question. It is not a Sri Pratyayanta. So I still wanted to, you could have found the answer in the Siddhanta Kaumudi itself when we did the Sri Lingas. There is Vadhu Gauri Vati and there the Balamanoramakara gives the Vyutpatti. He says, Vahodhashchayati Vahadhatohu Avunadika U Pratyaya. It is a U which is itself the Pratyaya which is added to the Vahadhatu. Right. So, it is an Unadi Pratyaya and there is an Ukara already. There is no Sri Pratyaya being added to the word. Right. So, it is not a... no problem. I mean, it doesn't matter. And this, it is very easy to think that it is a Unganta also. But, So, it is an U Pratyaya Anta and there is Vah U Pratyaya. And Vahodhashta, it says Hakara is replaced with Hakara. So you have Vadhu, U, Vadhu. It's a Nukaranta Pratipatika by itself and there is no Sri Pratyaya being added. And so, as I told, any questions, any time, please ask. Sumukhi, Nalini, Subhru. This is from the Lalita Sahasrama. Susumukhi. Shobhanam Mukham Ityaha Sumukhi. So there is Sumukha and Nish. So this is also one thing which is important. You should add what is the word to which you are adding the Pratyaya. Right? So it makes a difference later on, say in the next one itself. So you should be clear as to which is the Pratipadika to which you are adding Sri Pratyaya. The Pratipadika here is Sumukha. And the Sutra is Svanga Chopasarjana Dasanyoga Upadhat. Which is Sumukha is a Svangavaki and it is an Upasarjana. How do we know it is an Upasarjana? Shohanam Mukham Nisyaha. Anyapadatha. It's a Bahubri. Asanyoga Upadhat. There is no Sanyoga and Upadhat. So we have Nish. And the form is Sumukhi. Nish is optional, so we'll have the other form. But here, the form is derived by adding Nish. Okay. This was pretty easy. Nalini. So, Nalini, actually there are two ways of deriving this. One is you can add Nalina itself. Nalina itself means Padma. It's a Jativasaka, where it shows the lotus flower. So when you are treating it as a Jativasaka, you can add Nish by Jate Rastri Vishayadayo Padha. So it becomes Nalina plus Nish, and there is a Seti Chalopa, so it becomes Nalini. It means a lotus. So there is also another way of deriving this, Nalin. There is an Akaranta Pratipadika called Nalin. Nalin is either Nalanam Samuhaha Nali, Nala Nama Padma. Padmanam Samuhaha Ityarthe Nalin Itibhavati. Athava Nalani Atrasanti. So the lotus has the strands in its, the nala, that is why we call it as a Kamala Nala, the stalk of the stalk, stalk of the thing has a nala, that is. It is like a tube. So that is why it is called, the lotus itself is also called as Nalin. That Nalin is a Pratipadika and Prathamayakasana is Nali. So if you are taking that as the Pratipadika, Makaranta and Nantatvata Runebhyongi Pityanena Neep Api Bhavitu Marhati. So either way we can have Nalini. So actually this was one question which I did not know the answer to when I wrote it. When I asked the question, so it was only later that I found out the Vispati. So either way it is either Nish or Neep. Where there is a Swara there might be a difference, but for us it does not really make a difference. Subhuhu is again not a Sri Pratyayanta. Okay? Meaning, I mean, nobody even attempted Subhuhu. It is fine, but it is not a Sri Pratyayanta because Brahmeshti Duhu. Again you have the this. So Brahmudhatohu Du iti Avadadika. Du is a Pratyaya where Dakara exists and you have U. Brahma and U. Dikvattilopaha you have Bru. So Bru is not a Sri Pratyaya. Ashtadhyayi Jayanmatam. Ashtadhyayi. Ashtanam Athyayanam Samaharaha Ashtadhyayi. Samahara Dvigu Samasa. Because it is a Dvigu, it is Adantottara Pado, Akarantottara Pado Dviguhu, Kriyamishtaha Itene, Sriningatvam Bhavati. So you have Ashtadhyaya is the Pratipadika, on that we are adding Neep by Dvigoshcha. So, and you have Sati Chalopa, it becomes Ashtadhyayi. So, this is not, I mean, this thing, Gotrancha Charanai Saha will not apply here, right, Anuji, because it is not, Charana, by Charana we are meaning the, Shakha. Okay. So, the Veda Shakha, like Katha and Kalapa, that is what is, played there. And also, I mean, even if it is treated, see there, the what Shakha Adhyedra, when it refers to the one who studies the Shakha, then only it is a Jativaka, not the Shakha itself. So Ashtadhyayi refers to the text and not somebody who is studying the text. Right? So either way that thing cannot apply here. So the next one, Jagan Mata, Jagataha Mata, so you know, Matru. So, and this one thing, whenever we are mentioning a Nishedha Sutra, say Nashat Svasradikha, it says Na, what, Kim Na, iti Prashnaha. Always Nishedha should be Prapti Purvaka. And in saying it is Nishedha, what is being negated by that sutra, na shatsvatsvadibhyaha itinena kasya nishedha, kimartham nishedha, what is the prapti there should always be highlighted, wherever there is a nishedha sutra, because nishedha does not make sense without prapti. So matru pratipadikam, ranebhyongi, because it is a karanta, we could have had neet by ranebhyongi, so to prevent that neet we have nashatsvatsvadibhyaha. So the nashatsvatsvadibhyaha is preventing the application of neet. So, vayakarana siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate. Kaumudi, vayakarana siddhanta naam kaumudi iti. Kumudasya iyam kaumudi. So, there is kumuda, sasyadam iti and pratyaya. Kumuda, we are adding and, so it becomes kaumuda. Kumuda, a, purvatanakarasya lopaha and adivruddhi, because it is a sadhyata. So, it becomes kaumuda. Kaumuda shabdat neep kriyate. Since it says kumudasya iyam, Sritvadyotanatham, e pratyaha, kena, siddhanai, and pratyantaha. So that should be there. It is siddhanai, not because it is a tit, because it is an and pratyanta. Since there is and, we are applying siddhanai and there is ni. So it becomes kaumudi. Nirlobha lohanashini. So nirlobha, nirgata lobha, so lobha, that is. Taap, payadadita, taap, lobha nashini, so lobha naam nashini, so nashin iti akarantam pratipadikam, we can either take it as nashin or lobha nashin, it makes no difference, so nantatvat runebhyo neep, itinena neep pratyaha, it becomes nashini. Srishtikartri bhagavati, so srishtikartri, srishtehe kartri. So, kartru iti rikarantam pratikarikam, rikarantatvati rinnebhyongi sityanena, neep pratyaha, kartru I yenikate kartri iti rukum. Bhagavati, so bhagaha asti asti iti bhagavat, the pratikarika there is bhagavat, tadasya asmin asti iti matup, the pratyaya are adding to bhaga, bhaga matup. Makara is replaced by vakara. So you have bhagavat and neet is by ugitashta because matup ityatra ukaraha itsamyataha. You have mat, it is left also. Ukara gets itsamya by ukalajhasadi, sorry, upadeshayadanunasika it. And therefore it is ugit. Ugitvat ugitashta ityanena neepi bhagavati iti rupam. Dasharathasya patnisha kanishtha kai 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 kai. So patni. So here again the presentation. Patni, if you cannot directly write neet, and patirno yagya sanyoga is not giving neet, right? And you will not have neet on pati, right? So the prakriya is patirno yagya sanyoga ityanena pati shabdasya nakaraha antadeshaha kriyate. So it becomes patna. Patna iti dani nakarantatvata runebhyongi pityanena ni bhavati. So the same patirno yagya samyoge is giving just the nakara. The stri pratyaya is still neet and by runebhyongi. Right? So both things have to be mentioned, otherwise it will stop at patna. That is what the patirno yagya samyoge is doing. So kanishtha is stopped. Kekayi. So, Kekaya Sistri ityarthe, Puyogadakhyayam ityanena neesh. It is what most people accept, that Puyogadakhyayam is not just Patni evana, Sistri api kadachit bhavitu marahati. Iti mate, Kekaya Shabdatu Puyogadakhyayam ityanena neesh, Kekayi iti bhavati. Nagesha Bhatta does not accept this. He says, the Puyogadakhyayam is only for the wife, not for the child. So, he says, in his mata, Gauradi Gane, Gauradi ini Akriti Gana. So, because it's an Akriti Gana, we have to add such words and revive it, is what he says. But most Vyakaranas accept Puyoga even for the father and daughter. So, it is Puyoga Rakhyayam and it is Nish. Sarvaryam Bhaja Maheshwari. So, Sharvari. Shru Dhatohu Vanip Pratyantaha. Since it is vanip, we have vanoracha, Sharvan Neep. Manorata does two things. It adds Neep, it also adds Repha as the Antadesha. I saw in some paper where the Repha part was left out. It was just written as Sharvani. The Nakara is replaced by Repha. So it becomes Sharvar e Sharvari. Sharvari means Ratri. Septa. Maheshwari. It is Ishvara Shabda. Mahati Ishwari. So, Ishvarasya Sri Ittathe Priyoga Dakhyayam Ittanena Nish Pratyaha. It becomes Ishwari. That is one way of deriving Ishwari. There is also another way. What derivation of Ishvara Shabda? Actually, the Paninian Sutra itself says, Thesha Bhasa Pitataso Varach. Tha Isha. Isha Ityasmatu Varach. Pratyahe. Pratyahe Ishvara Itirupam. So when you are doing, since Ishvara, Varach is not included in any of the Pratyaya list, so it should actually get Tap, and the form for Ishvara should be Ishvara. Okay. There is also one case where they treat it as a Varat Pratyaya. So Munadi Pratyaya with this Tit. So Titva Dneep Ishvari Ityapi Sadhayanti. Both are derived, but the Paninian Sutra, the Sutra itself is Varach, so Ishvara is also there for this, but Tuyoga to Nish Bhavatyeva. Tuyoga will always give Nish, for when there is no Puyoga, there are two ways. There is one which can give Tap, or another derivation which can give Neep. When do we use Ishvara? Is when she herself rules. Ishvaraha is Isha, that who rules, is called Ishvara, the owner or the master or the swami. So when your intention is that the goddess itself, she is the ruler, there is no punyoga. Ishte yogikarthe yada bhavati tada, you can use Ishvara. Shankaracharya hi Rachita Vishnu Shatpadi. So Rachita iti Tabantaha Vishnu Shatpadi Shat Padaha Yasyaha Samasaha Sankhyasupurvasya Shat Pada Ityasti. So Sankhyasupurvasya iti Samasantaha Pada Ityasti Asara Lopaha. So you have Shat Pad. So here the Pratyaya is on the word Shat Pad. To be mentioned, it is not on Shat Pada, it is not on Shat Pada. So, Shatpad ityasmati neep. Kimartham padonyatarasyam padaha. So, Kruta akara lopasya ityeva sutra thediyate. Akara lopanantaram eva ayam pratyaha bhavati. So, Shatpad neep ityasti. Tataha neep pratyaye krute bhasamya bhavati. Ajadi pratyantatva. Yashibham ityanena bhasamyayam. Padahpat ityanena padadeshaha. So you have Shatpad e Shatpadi, Vishnu Shatpadi. It is a famous set of six stotras on Vishnu by Shankaracharya. Very nice stotras. Asya deshasya simasu bhakvyaha nadyaha prabahanti. So sima is siman ityasmate daap pratyaha. So actually siman is nakaranta. Since it is nakaranta, we could have had Neep by Rinnebhyo Neep. So Neep Prapte Manaha iti tan nishedhe. Mannanta Neep na bhavati. So that Neep has been prevented by Manaha. So once you have Manaha, Dab Ubhabhyam Annyatarasyam ityanena Dab Bhavati. Ubhabhyam Manaha Anubahubrihehe. There is a reference to the two previous sutras. So Dab is by Dab Ubhabhyam Annyatarasyam. It becomes Akaranta. So it is Seeman A. Ditvata tilopaha, it becomes simu a sima. So simasu. There is also another form. Since daap is vikalpa, anyatarasyam, it can remain as nakaranta. Siman itself can be in strilinga. Nakarantaha, strilingaha, siman shabdaha. What would be the saptami bahuvachana of siman? it should be Simasu. Because Rajan is Raja, so Simansu. Padasamyasthi. Nalopas Pratipatikantasya Aitanaya Nakarasya Lope Simasu. Iti bhavati. So if it is Simasu, it is obvious that it is Da. We just say Sima, it can be either Nakaranta or Akaranta. But Simasu is most certainly Akaranta. So Bhakvi. I think nobody has attempted this. Nobody will notice this as a Sri Pratyanta. Bhakvyaha is Bhakvi. Is Bahu ityasmat Neep Pratyaha Bhavati. Bhavadibhyascha ityanena. Bhavadigane prathama shabdaha Bahu iti. So you can either say Bhavaha Nadyaha Pravahanti or Bhavyaha Nadyaha Pravahanti. Both are correct. Srilinge. So it is correct, but if we have the Pratyaya, it will be Bhakvi. Bhakvi ityasya Bhavatane Bhakvyaha Bhavati. Nadyaha. Again, Nadi. It is an Ach Pratyanta. Nandi grahe patadi phyalu linya chaha. But in... Oh, okay. Evam bhavuttama. I saw the three ones and I didn't find it. Good. I mean, so, it is pretty easy. There is not much, but... yes. So, Nadi. In that pachadi gana, it is an ach pratyanta actually. Because of its pratyaya, it will not get any... Sri Pratyaya, but in that Pachadi Gana, he has given that as Nadat. There is Takara given as Itsamya, Nadat and Devat, Chorat. So there are given as Tit Pratipadika, Tit and their Pratipadika. So because it is Tit, Titvasa Tidhana Ityanena Neep Bhavati Nadi Iti Rupam. Gauriyah Katyayani iti namantaram vartate. So Gauri, very obvious, Shidgauradibhyashta. The first word is in the Gauradigana is Gaura. So Gaura ityasmate Yish pratyaya krute Gauri iti bhavati. Katyayani. Here, I mean, most of them have written it correct, but I'm not sure if you got the prakriya correct. I mean, that is what I said. I don't know if you know the prakriya correctly. So the where are we adding the nish or where are we adding the shpa? It is on the word katya. Katasya patyam katyaha. Katya is a yayanta. Gargaribhyo yayityanena yayanta. Idanim tasmat shpa pratyaha kriyate. So shpa pratyaya krate sarvatra lohitadi katantebhyaha ityanena nityam shpa pratyaha. It becomes katya shpa. So then ayaneiniyaha ityanena ayan ityadeshaha. The shpa is replaced by ayan. So it becomes Katyayana. Katyayana ityasmat nish pratyaha kriyate. Because shpa is shit. Shit gauradi bhyascha ityanena shitvat nish bhavati. It becomes Katyayani. So you are adding shpa on Katya. And then we are adding nish on Katyayana. Katyayana itself is a shpa pratyayanta. Then we add nish, it becomes Katyayani. Bhudevyaha Kumari Vaidehi. Bhudevi. Again, as I said, Nadat Devat. Devat is given as a tit in the Pachadi Gana. Because it is tit, we have Tidhanai. It becomes Devi. Whether it is Devasyastri, I mean, when we are doing Tidhanai, it is Neep. If we are doing it as Devasyastri Devi, it will be Punyogadakhyayam ityanena Nish Bhavati. Kintu swayam divyati iti divadhatoho nishpannaha deva shabdaha. So tasmin arthe api devi ityeva. Because it is tit, it has to be neep. So kumari. Kumara neep. Vayasi prathame. So prathama vayo vachaka. Because of it we have neep and it is kumari. Vaidehi. It is not punyoga lakhyayam. Because if we do Punyoga Dakhyayam, the word here is Videha. Videhasya, well, we can do. Videhasya apatyam ityarthe Punyoga Dakhyayam iti krute api bhavati. So there are two ways of deriving it. But the first thing, it has to be an. Okay. Videhasya apatyam sri ityarthe sakshat when you are saying. So, तस्यापत्यम् इत्यनेन अण् प्रत्ययः इट् बिकम्स् वैदेह सिन्स् इट् इस् अण् टिड्ढाणै इत्यनेन ईप् भवितुमर्हति वैदेही इति भवति और् वि केन् से विदेहस्य पक्षं वैदेहः वैदेह इस् जनक इफ् यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् इट् एस् एन् अब्जेक्टिव् टु जनक सो देन् वैदेहस्य स्त्री इत्यर्थे कुयोगादाख्यायाम् इत्यनेन ङीषि कृते अपि वैदेही इति भवति बट् यु केन् नाट् डैरेक्ट्लि एड् ङीष् टु विदेह विदेह इस् द ओरिजिनल् वर्ड् इट् हेस् टु बि अण् प्रत्ययान्त सो आफ्टर् वि हेव् द अण् वि केन् इदर् हेव् द डैरेक्ट् ङीप् और् वि केन् हेव् ङीष् वै कुयोगादाख्यायाम् विदेह वैदेही So this can also have a niche. A little bit here. But it is better to do it by niche because as I said, the niche for the Puyoga for the daughter relationship is not very widely found. Some Vaiyakaranas may not accept this. The Neep is, well, there is no controversy about it. Puyoga Akhyam is 4148, I think. So if it is Puyoga, it will be Neesh, otherwise it will be Neep. सो पञ्चवट्याः समीपे गोदावरी नदी प्रवहति सो पञ्चवटी पञ्चानां वटानां समाहारः इट् इस् अ द्विगुसमास सो देयरफॉर पञ्चवट इत्यस्मात् ङीप् प्रत्ययः भवति द्विगोश्च इति सूत्रेण सो गोदावरी नदी इत्यस्ति नदी इति तु पूर्वमेव दृष्टम् मम बाला त्रिहायणी बाला आचार्यगणे बालशब्दः पठितः तस्मात् वयसि प्रथमे इति ङीपि प्राप्ते सो इट् शुड् एक्चुलि हेव् हेङ्ग् ङीप् बै वयसि प्रथमे बट् ओवर्रूलिङ्ग् इट् बिकास् इट् इस् इन् राजादिगण वि हेव् टाप् सो इट् इस् बाला त्रिहायणी त्रीणि हायनानि अस्याः इत्यर्थे त्रिहायन इत्यस्मात् ङीप् प्रत्ययः सो दामहायनान्तात् च सो हायनान्त सङ्ख्यादिः हायनान्तः यदि भवति बहुव्रीहिः तर्हि ङीप् भवति सो त्रिहायन इत्यस्मात् ङीप् प्रत्ययः द्वितदभ्यां हायनस्य णत्वं वाच्यम् इति वार्तिकमस्ति सो बिकास् इट् इस् बिकास् आफ् दट् वार्तिक वि हेव् द णत्व अण्ड् इट् बिकम् त्रिहायणी सः एन्याः हय्याः रोहिण्याः धेन्वाः च स्वामी So, Eni and Rohini, both here are Varnamachakaha. Eni is white and Rohini is red. Okay. So, Eni is by adding Neep to Eta. Eta itismati, Neep pratyaha. Varnadhanadatta, Topadhatto, Naha ityanena. Takarasya nakaradeshaha api bhavati. So, Eni iti ekam rupam, Eta iti aparam rupam api asti. So, that is by adding Tap. So, Hayi. There's a point about Hayi here. You know that there's a Vartika. What does that? Haya Gavaya, Manushya Mukaya, whatever he says. But actually, I mean, that Vartika is just a Sangraha of what, of the Ganapatha. In Gauradi Gana, Panini has included these words. Haya Gavaya, Mukaya, Manushya, Matsya. So, that Vartika is just a Sangraha of the Ganapatha. I mean, those five are Jativachakas. They would not get Neesh by Jate Rastri Vishaya Dayopadhat and therefore they are getting, they are put in the Gauradigana to get Neesh. Okay? So the Vartika is just a Sangraha. So that is the reason, I don't know why, I mean the Kaumudikara has given the Vartika and he treats it as being given by the Vartika. But actually the Neesh can be from the Sutra, Shid Gauradikhishcha. So this question, whenever something can be done through the Sutra to do it to the Vartika is not accepted. So I feel it should be through Shidgaradibhyascha. I don't know what is in the Kashika. Harishchandraji, do you remember? That's the Kashika. Yeah, just go, I mean, not now, but Yeah, and tell me, because I want to know how he treats it. Because it is not actually from the Vartika. He is just collecting what has been told in the Gauradhigana. So, if you have written the Vartika, it is not wrong, because it is what is given in the Kaumudi. But if you look at the Gauradhigana, the Gauradhigana has all those words. Okay. So I saw the... Shit Gaurari Pshishta. So Gaura Matsya Manushya. They are right at the beginning. So it is not like it is an Akritigana and addition at the end. So Gaura Matsya Manushya Shrunga Pingala Haya Gavaya Mukhaya. So they occur right at the beginning of the Gauradi Gana. So it means that in the original Gana itself, the Gauradi is an Akriti Gana. So it is not like it is added through later. It has the words right at the beginning. So actually Shit Gauradi Pshishta should apply there. That's what I feel. Let us see. The Vartika is there. Yes, so that is what I'm still wondering why the Kaumudikara did that, that Vartika is there, but you can see what the Vyakhyana says at that point. Gauradishu. The Tattvabodhini makes it clear. It says, Gauradishu Gavayadayaha Idanintanaihi Prakshiptaha Iti Asmadeva Vartikad Vijnayate Iti Kayyatadayaha. So Kayyata says that the Gauradi Patha is Prakshipta, that is, the words have been added to Gauradi Gana by somebody else. It is obvious by this Vartika. He says, because the Vartika is here, we can assume that the Gauradigana Patha is, there have been additions. That is always there. You never know what the Gana, original Gana of Panini was, because he didn't write it down. And we don't have any sources. So our Gana Patha might be much Arvachina, and there might have been additions. So Kayyata says the Vartika itself shows that the Gauradigana Patha is, these have been additions, so in that case we will have to do it by the Vartika. Gauradigana does not have... he says Yopada Pratishede Hayagavayadina Apratishede. If you have the Gauradigana, it does not care whether it is Yopada or not. Because it's just the word. We don't know what the I saw in the book of that word, Bhimasena Sastigal, he said the Bhaimi, some part of it, he says it is the Gauradigana, because of Gauradigana. That is where I came to know that it belongs. And that was after it that I opened the Gauradigana and saw, actually. So it was one of these words, I think for Manushya, he says it is the Gauradigana part. So, you can see what the Kashika says. What is the Vartika? So both of them accept the Vartika. So. Either way we can do. So Rohini is like any, only Dhanatva is extra here. Rohita is yasmata nish pratyaha. by varnadhanuvatta topadhatvanaha and the sakara is replaced by nakara. So dhenuhu is, well, dhenmaha, it is not a sri pratyanta. So it means that not all ukarantas will be sri pratyantas, ukaranta or ukaranta. So in that case it's a very, to be careful. So Nagi and Naga, everybody knows it, it is Vajanapada Kundagona. So when there is Thaulya being Gamyamana, you have Nish by Janapada Kundagona, Sthalabhaja, Naga, Kala Nilakusha Kamukabara, Dhrityamatra, Vapana, Kutrima, Shrana, Thaulya. So Thaulya Gamya Nagi iti bhavati, Tadbhinne Naga iti bhavati. So there is Nish in one case and Dark in the other. I saw somewhere where there was some. Yeah. So that's it. So the artha is the sthaulya, which is to be taken. Gautami patritam tam pakakalayam. So Gautami, Bhanu Prakash ji has done this, and that is where I, again, the mean is by Shangaravadi Gana. So Gautami, Gautamasya patyam sri tirthe dasya patyam iti an pratyah bhavati. So I was thinking it would be neat because of Tidhanai. But actually the Gautama, word Gautama has been given in the Shangaravadi Gana. So because of that there will be Neen and it is Shangaravadiya Neen. So it is Gautami. It is Sri Pratyaya. So Patri. Patri is Patu, is a Gunavachana. The quality of being expert or skilled at something. So Voto Gunavachana. Atyanena Vikalpena Neesh Bhavati. Patri. So Kala is Tabanta. So Vandeham Brahmanim Prashakapayyaucha. So Brahmani is given by the Kaumudi itself, I mean it's very clear. Brahmanam Anayati. So Karmanyati Anna Pratyata. Brahmanam Anayati is Pranayati. Pranam Dadati Ityarthe. Anadhatahu nijantaha, so there is anayati, we have an, so it becomes brahmana. So brahmana is the pratipadika on which you are adding ni. Because it is an, you are using tridhanai. Vrishakapayi Shri Gauryau, first Lakshmi and Parvati. So Vrishakapayi is three ityarthe. So Vrishakapi ityasmate neep. Pratyaha, Vrishakapyagni Kukta Kusidana Udattaha. So there is Neep and also Aikara is the Antadesha. So the E is replaced by I. So it becomes Vrishakapai and E. Ayadesha, it becomes Vrishakapai. Gopyaha Vyakrim Drishtva Bhayena Kampanta. So Gopi is Gopasya Sri Gopi. Okay, Sanyoga Dakhyayam Ityanena Nish. So, I mean, it is correct. I wanted the derivation of Gopi. Okay, so, whether it will be Gopya or not is a different thing. The intention is the Gopasya Sri Ityarthe Nish Bhavati Gopi. Again, Vyaghri is Nish by Jatera Sri Vishaya. So, this is the Jati Vajaka. So, Jatera Sri Vishaya Dityanena. Nishpratyaye Vyaghri iti rupam. So, Maharagi Chauri Manetum Anuchariye Adishtavati. So Maharagi Rajan iti Nakarantam Nantatva Nibhavati Allopo Naha iti Nena Allope Jakara Nakarayohu Nakara Sheshtutve Maharagi iti rupam. Chauri, again is a textbook example. Churashila Masyaha iti Arse Chatradibhyo Naha iti Dhanapratyanta Tachilike Nepiti Vartika Masti, Tidhanai, the Sutra. So, therefore, we have the Neep and the form is Chauri. Anuchari, Anucharati. Charati Tyate Ach Pratyantaha. This is again Charat. It is given with Titta. Tittavate Neep Bhavati. Chari iti Bhavati. So any questions or doubts in the first section? Nandi Grahi Pasadi Bhyo Lyunin Yataha. I think I mentioned this somewhere, yes? Yes, Pachadhyache, wherever, I mean, you find it very often. That is, I think I mentioned it somewhere, the first case where it was, it is, okay, that is Pachadigana, Pachadhyache. Yeah, it is like, yeah, it is one of those Akriti Ganas, it is very useful for many cases. You find it very often, they say, Pachadhyache, Pachadhyache. Such is one pratyaya which, see, why it is so, which does not cause a change in the, it is not nit or kit or anything. It does not have any of the ittamyas which cause a change in the root. So, one of the safer pratyaya. You have pachu, it remains as pachu. Kaala is only the pratyaya. The prakriti pratyaya, she is created, the prakriti will remain as it is. So, there is pachadya, if it is from the dhatu, they use pachadyache. If it is from the pratipatika, there is an arshadyache. So, both of them are used very frequently. Okay, so the next case where there is a bit more thing. Adhodatta yoho rupayo kim sadhu. It is to think which of them is correct and why. Okay. I think which is correct, most of you have done it properly, or the why can be improved. Okay, Puratani and Puratana. So, it is Tiddhanai. Puratani is correct and Tiddhanai. But why Tiddhanai? Is what you have to say. It is a tu pratyaya. I am Sharam Pranaya Pragheve, Bhad Yutula, Sutchati Sutrena. Pura is an avyaya, we are adding the tu pratyaya to it. Okay? So the pratyaya and the sukakama, and therefore it is Puratana. Since because of the tu, since it is Tittvata Tiddhana Ityanena Nibhavati, so the correct form is Puratani. Okay? So you don't have to write the sutra, I mean, you might not know it yet, but at least you have to, whenever you found the Nishpati, you have to mention it as tu pratyayanta. Sitvat Tiddhanai, otherwise it will not be complete answer. Correct. In Puratana, if it is a Pullinga, it is Puratana. Okay. So that is question. In Srilinga, will it be top or will it be neat? That's the question. It will be neat because it is teach. Okay. So Puratanaha is there. So Visheshana. So Pullinga Puratanaha, Mapumsakalinga Puratanam, Dhyamakti. Srilinga is Puratani, if you have it, that's Puratana. So Sundari and Sundara. So Sundari is correct because it is in the Gauradigana. Okay. Gauradigana Pathata. Shidhavaradi Bhishtayatane Nanish Bhavati Sundari. Shankari and Shankara. Just this is correct. Both of them are correct. Actually. How? So, Sham Nama Kalyanam Sukham Karoti Ityarthe Shamithato Samyayam is a Kridanta. There is an Ach Pratyanta. So, Sa Ya Sri Asita Eva Shankari iti nama shamidhatu samyaya samya iti chate. So iti ach pratyaha, there is shankara. So on that if you add ajajatashtap, it becomes shankara. Ya swayam sham kalyanam karoti, ta shankara. Okay, because it is ach. Ach is not included in any of the tiddhanai or any of those lists, so it is shankara. Shankarasya sri shankaroti iti shankaraha. Shankarasya sri ityarthe puyoga rakhyanam ityanena nish pratyaha kriyate. So tadada shankari ityapi bhavati. So both of them are correct, but the meaning being intended or being conveyed is different. Okay. Shankara, shankari, both are correct. Yeah, there are some such trick questions if you call them in this section. So both of them are correct, you should be. But it is not like you can use them optionally. There is a difference between an optional thing and such thing. If it is an optional, you can use the same, I mean, either of them in the same context. Here, you can use them, but it makes a difference. I mean, both of them will refer to, say, Shankari. One more popular form is Shankari. But the thing behind is different.
का.
सहोदरी एंड सहोदरा. वही से इट्स अ लॉन्ग सीरीज ऑफ प्राप्ति एंड निषेध. ओके सो दिस इज वेर यू शुड नो वेर इज द प्राप्ति एंड वेर इज द निषेध. सहा उदरम इस्याह इति बहुव्रीहि समासः. सो इट इज उदर एंड इट इज अ स्वांगवाचक एंड इट इज उपसर्जन. सो द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट आई वुड अप्लाई इज स्वांगाच उपसर्जन. बट उदर इज बहुवचे. देयर इज मोर देन वन नच. सो उदर शब्द से बहुवचकत्वात् नक्रोडादि बहुवचः वुड अप्लाई टू प्रिवेंट इट. नो दट नक्रोडादि बहुवच इज ओवर रूल्ड बै नासिकोदर औष्ठ जंघा दंतकर्ण श्रृंगार बै मध्येपवाद न्याय. ओके ही इज ट्रीटेड इट. सो आई मीन सेम. सो नासिको उदर इत्यस्ति तस्मात् पुनः नीशः प्राप्तिः अस्ति. किन्तु सः नै विद्यमान पूर्वाच्च द वन विच कम्स एट द एंड इट इज नॉट ओवर रूल्ड बै नासिकोदर औष्ठ. सो सह पूर्वात इफ देयर इज सह एज द पूर्व पद इट देयर विल बी नो नीश. सो फाइनल थिंग इज देयर इज नो नीश. सो यू कैन हैव द नीश प्राप्ति वाज इन टू केसेस एंड बोथ टाइम्स इट वाज निगेटेड. सो सहोदरा इत्येव साधु. वी कैन नॉट जस्टिफाई सहोदरी. Where in the Lalita Sahasram Sahodari is there? Padmanabha Sahodari. Yeah. Let me think. Sahodari. This is Kahane Vidyana Purvasa. Yeah, yeah, Lalita Sahasrama, you can say Arsha Prayoga. And, but we have to think it. Yeah, he will not make such Sahodari. He is good. So, let us look at it. But, yeah, I know it is. I've heard it. Yeah, yeah, I saw that. so there is, let us think if it can be derived. I don't know, I mean, I could not, I mean, after you saw it, I saw through it again, but I could not find anyone justifying it. So let us think. Sahodari. No, Sahodari is still Sahapura because it is Sahasya Sa Adesha. The Saha, it is actually Saha. उपसर्जनस्येन सह इति आदेशः क्रियते. सोदरी एंड सहोदरी बोथ द सेम. देयर इज एन ऑप्शनल सह आदेश. इफ इट इज द आदेश इट बिकम्स सोदर. अदरवाइज इट इज सहोदर. बट बोथ ऑफ देम आर द सेम. वी स्टिल हैव टू ट्रीट इट एज सह पूर्व. बट या दैट इज So, I mean, I'm thinking that the Bhaimi, I mean, there's one exercise which Ravi has sent where he gives many such things and he debates. There also he clearly states that it is Sahodara and not Sahodari. He does not even take the option. So, to see how to, can we justify that Sahodari or Sahodari, that Manabha Sahodari, yeah, that is there. Okay, I'll think more about it and see if it is. Okay. So next, Sahachari and Sahachara, you have already seen that Chara is Tittva, and therefore because Tiddhani is an Enagipi, Sahachari is Seva Sadhu, Anuchari, Sahachari, both of them. So Duhitri or Duhita, so Duhitri Shabda, so Duhita is not top. I hope, I mean, nobody is confused about that. It is the प्रथमैकवचन दुहितृ ऋकारान्त प्रथमैकवचन. सो ऋकारान्तत्वात् ऋणेभ्योङि बिकॉज स्वस्रादिगण ऑल वर्ड्स इन स्वस्रादिगण ऋकारान्त. सो ऋणेभ्योङि इत्यनेन ङीपि प्राप्ते नशस्वस्रादिभ्यः इति निषिध्यते. सो इट कैन नॉट बी दुहित्री. इट हैज टू बी दुहिता. सुकुमारी इट्स ऑल्सो इजी कुमार वैसी प्रथम नंगी सुलोचना सो हियर यू हैव द एप्लीकेशन ऑफ न क्रोडादि बहवस सो शोभने लोचने यस्याः सुलोचना सो यू हैव स्वांगवाचक लोचना एंड इट इज उपसर्जन सो दैट शुड एक्चुअली हैव बीन ईश could have been niche optionally at least by Swangachopasarjana the same over. But na krodadi bahvataha, since it is bahvach, lochana, there is o, there is a and two akaras. So since it is bahvach, there is nishedha and therefore it has to be tap, because it is adanta and it is lochana. Mahadevi or Mahadeva, again deva shabdasya sitvati nipu bhavati, so it has to be devi. So whether you are taking Siddhanai or Mahadevasya Patni. So in either case it is Neep or Nish, but it has to be Mahadevi and not Mahadeva. Trishodari, Trishodara. Here we have both. Because Krisham Udaram Yasyaha. So Udara Shabda is Swangavasaka and it is Upasarjana here. And there is Nish by Swangacha Upasarjana. This is prevented by Nakrodadi Bahvachaha. It is Bahvacha. But again, Nasika Udara. We have Udara Shabda there. And therefore, Punaha Prapti Hefti. And it is a Vaikalpika. Optional niche. So it can be Krishodari or Krishodara. Both are correct. Tadrishi, Tadrisha. So, I think I mean, really said it is Tadrishi and Tidhanai. But again, why Tidhanai? How? So this is a Kai Pratyanta. Tidharisha Drishonalochane, Kancha, Kanya is the Pratyaya. And Tidhanai, Dvaisat Lagnai Matra, Tayap Thakthai Kain. It is in the list of Tidhanai. So because it is Kai Pratyanta, we have Neep and it is Tadrishi. Correct. So why does this not apply to Sahodari? Like Krishodari is because the Sahanai Pritjyavana Pulvata. That is why Rikshitar made it very clear. The Nasikodar Austha, the Apavada, if you remember what we discussed, the order of the Sutra. First he says Swangachopasarjana, next Nasikodar Austha, next Nakrodari Bhapataha, and Sahanai Pritjyavana Pulvata appears later. So in case of Nasika and Udara, first, it is a Purvapavada Nyaya. The Nakrodadi Bhavachaha is the Nishedha and as an Apavada to it, we have Nasikodara. In case of Oshtha Jangha Danta, it is directly an Apavada to Swangachopasarjana because it is Sanyogopadha. Therefore, he says, in either case, it will, for the Nasikodara Oshtha, it is Madhyapavada and for Nasika and Udara, it is Purvapavada. In either case, the sutra will overrule only Swangachopasarjanat or Nakrodadi Bahvachaha. It cannot overrule Sahanai Vidyamana Purvacha. Because of Purvapavadaha, Purveapavadaha, Anantaran Vidhin Badante Nortara. So, it can extend, the effect of Nasikodara can extend only to Nakrodadi Bahvachaha. Sahanai Vidyamana Purvacha appears even later. So, it cannot be overruled and therefore if it is Sahanai or Vidyamana, it is always Nishedha, whatever the word. You will never have Nish. So, that is about that. And then Samani Samana, right, Kevala Mamaka says, Samyayam Chandati Samani Iti Sadhu, Sadhira Saratra Samana. Both of them are correct, but again in different contexts. So, when it is neither Samya or this, you cannot use Samani. If it is Samya or Chandas, it can be Samani. Otherwise, it is Samana. Manushi and Manushi. Nobody got this. So, Manushi is correct. Manushya Manushya is Sri Linga. So, Jate Sri Vishaya should have been there, but it is Yopadha. Therefore, either we can take Gauradi Ganaya Patha or the Vartika, Hayagavaya Manushya, etc. Either case, you will have Nish. So, Manushya, E. Esyatita iti Akara Lopaha. Halasatita iti Akara Lopaha. It will be Manushi. Manushyatya idam ityarthe anna. You do anna on Manushya, it becomes Manusha. So, on that, because it is unpratyayanta, we can do tridhanai and we can still have manushi. The meaning is different, but both forms are correct. We're just wondering which form is correct. Manushi is correct and manushi is correct. But manushi ityasya, manushyajateha stri ityarthaha. Manushi ityasya tu, manushyasya iyam, something which belongs to a manushya ityarthaha. Papi and papa, like samani and samana, kevala mamaka, we have samyayam sadasini bhavati anyatrata, so papi and papa. Simhi and simha, simha is a jativasaka, and therefore latirasi visharaditanena nishi, simhi iti sadhu, not simha. Okay, so we'll continue the third section of the exercises, which is to find out which form is wrong and to correct it sapramana along with the proof or substantiate why it is wrong or why it is correct. So dirgha sumangali bhava, I think this is one of the most commonly used, I mean it is still used and most people get it wrong that way, those have not studied the vyakarana. It is allowed in the Veda, I mean that is why sumangali is found in the Vedas, but that is what, it is allowed only in samyayam chandasi, samyachandasohu. Okay, so if it is a laukika prayoga, it has to be dirgha sumangala bhava. Right. So the next one, yam mama upadhyayani. So the next one is to clarify that it is she who is teaching. So if she is teaching, there is no anuk, because Indra Varana Bhava Sharva is in Puyoge. Only if it is the wife of an upadhyaya, there will be anugagama. So there are actually two forms in each case. One is, I mean, if the anug is vikalpa, if it is the wife of an upadhyaya, anugagamaha vikalpyate nish nityena. So anugagamaha bhavati cher upadhyayani iti rupam athava upadhyayi. Yadi swayam adhyapayati tarhi nish eva vikalpyate. Vartikena, yatu swayameva adhyapika tatra va nish vachyaha. Nisha vikalpena upadhyaya iti ekam rupam, upadhyayi iti ekam rupam. So the confusion is only if upadhyayi is used, because that could either mean the one who teaches herself or the wife of an upadhyaya. But if it is tab upadhyaya, it is certainly teacher herself. And if it is anuk upadhyayani, it is the wife of the teacher and not a teacher. Right? So upadhyayani is this. Shurpanakhi. So abhidhana, it says it is a samya. So if it is a samya, nakamukhat samyayam it is utrena, nish nishidhyate. So we would have actually nakha is a swanga. So swanga chopa sarganjana dityanena nish prapnoti, nakamukhat samyayam ityanena nishidhyate. So there should be tap. When there is no nish, there is tap because of adantatva. In addition, there is purvapada samyayam agaha, it is sutramasti, samyayam sati naktam api bhavati. Ataha samyayityukte shurpanakha iti rupam. So otherwise it can be shurpanakhi. Okay. Or shurpanakha, of course, because it is swanga chopa sarjanat is vikalpa, so it could be shurpanakha without the naktva. Naktva will happen only if it is a samyam. Right. Kashtam vyakaranam shastram iti mamaki matihi, should be mamika. Again, kevala mamaka ityanena samyachandasoho nish vidhi, neep vidhiyate, not nish. Right? So kevala mamaka gives neep in samya or chandas. So if it is not either of them, it should be tap. So there is mamaka and tap, it becomes mamaka. In addition, mamaka narakayor upasankhyanam iti vartikam asti pratyasthat katpurvasyata edapyasupaha iti sutre. So it is kakara here. The kakara does not belong to a pratyaya. Mamaka. Mamaka is an adesha actually. So tavaka mamaka eka vachane ittene. Mamaka iti adesha bhavati. So it is not a pratyastha kakara. So the sutra will not apply to give itva. There is a vartika which says mamaka narakayor upasankhyanam. So by that vartika we get itva for the akara before kakara. So the form should be mamika, mine ityarthah, mama iyam mamika. Samskriti rasmakam sanatana. So Sanatana is like Puratana. Sayam Chiram Prane Pragibe Pestutula Utuchati Sutrena. Tu Pratyaha, Sahatita, Titvata, Tidhana Itinena, Neep Bhavet, Sanatani is a Bhavet. So, yeah, there are a few things. How, which of these are wrong? Ashvi is wrong because Ashva Shabda is in the Ajadigana, Ajadatashtap Itinena, Tab Bhavet. Mahishi, Harini, Vyagri, Vidali, Bhalluki. All five are correct because they are all Jati Vachakas and Jate Rastri Vishaya Dityanena Nish Bhavati. I saw in one of the assignments that the form Bhalluka is the same in both the Lingas. Is there a Pramana or I mean, did you find it somewhere which says, I don't remember who wrote it, I'm sorry, but is there a reason why I mean, Bhalluka is the same. As far as I know, it should get Jativachaka Nish. Is it? Bhalluka. That is what I saw. I mean, of course, to write it specifically, there should be. I mean, you should have seen it somewhere, so. No, but I didn't know that. I just made a list. So, Mushika, the three things which I had in mind were these. Ashva and Mushika, because they are in the Ajarigana, they should get Ta. Simhini is one common thing. I mean, I don't know if it is, especially in Kannada, there is a form. In Kannada, the Strilinga for Simha is Simhini. I don't know how it came, but I mean, there is not much this behind it. But in Sanskrit, since it is Akaranta, it will be Simhi, that is Nish by Jate Rastri Vishaya, and therefore it should be Simhi. Okay? So the Bhalluki part I don't know, so let us see if we find anything about it. So the next one, Navapadim Ritam Patha. So Rich, Rik, the Tab Rachi Ittenena, Pad Shabdasya, if it is referring to a Ring mantra, it has to be Tab. So, it should be Navapada. So, in all this, Rashtrapatihi, Grihapatihi, Veerapatihi, Dalapatihi, Senapatihi, all in three linga. So, Vibhasha Sapurvasya Ittanena, if Patishabda has Purvapada, then there will be Vaika, the Nuk, Satyurno Yagyasanyoge, Naha, Vibhasha Sapurvasya Nityam Sapatnyadishu. So there will be na for patni. If it is preceded by a purvapada, it is optional. And if the word is the sapatnyadigana, then it is compulsory nuk. So this veerapati is in the, or the word veera is in the sapatnyadigana, and therefore it should be veerapatni. In all other cases, it is correct. I mean, there is also an optional form like rashtrapatni, grahapatni, etc. But these forms are also correct. But veerapatihi is not correct. Because since it is in the sapatnyadikana, it should get an compulsory nakaradesha by nityam sapatnyadishu. Which one? That is a tadhita, so it will be Ashvapataha. So something Tasyedam, I think, is the adhikara, if it is 4-1. So correct. For all those words, he's saying in, there will be Anpratyaya in, I think, the adhikara should be Tasyedam, if I remember it correct. So, Ashvapatehe idam ityarthe anpratyaha bhavati for all the words which are given in that gana. So if you have an, it will be Ashvapata will is the rupa which is being told there. So that has nothing to do with stri pratyaya or this particular thing. I mean, there might be some words which are just mentioned there in that gana. Right. So it has no connection here. Uh, the clear? I mean, are you still confused about it? See, I mean, ganas will generally have words which are similar in some kind of thing. I mean, there are some ganas, of course. If you go to the Sarvadi gana, you might not find any. But if you go to many other ganas, you find that at least some of the words will have similar forms or something. I mean, that is why they are put together and so on. So next, the ninth one, which is mama nama kadruhu. Kadru is a samnya. So kadrukamandal vohu chandasi samnyayam. So if it is a samnya, there is ung being added, so it should be kadruhu. Mamanama Kadruhu. Ah, Sadhya Jateyam Shishuhu Karatala Matra Vartate. One person did this. Karatala Matra. Did you understand the sentence? So this is Shishuhu is a child which is Sadhya Jata, just born. Karatala Matra is just the size of a hand. Karatala, that is, can be held in the hand. So that is what is being intended. So Matra here is the Pratyaya, Matra. Pramane dvayasach dagnai matrachaha. So it's a matrach pratyaya. So because it is karatalam pramanam asyaha. So the measure of the child is just the karatala, the hand. So since it is matrach, you have tiddhanai dvayasach dagnai matrach. So you do gnip and it should be karatala matri. Right? So there is gnip by the sutra. So that is about the third section. The last one was pretty simple, I guess. So, Bala, Prathamayo Vachakatva, Vaisi Prathamayate Nena Ngeep Kutona, Ajadi Gane Pathat. So, Ajadi Pihi Nisho Ngeepashta Badhanaya, Purvameva Dikshitaihi Uptam. So, if it is in the Ajadi Gana, whatever sutra, other conditions apply, you have to do top. So, that is the top. Brahmani. So, even though it is Jati Vachaka, Jate Rasi Vishayad iti praptam nisham badhitva shangaravadyo neen itinena neen bhavati. So svare visheshaha, the form might be the same but there is a difference in swara. Shudrasya stri ityarthe shudracha mahatpurva jatihi. So only if it is a jati, that is jatya iti shudratvam tadaiva tap. So if it is shudrasya stri tadatu punyoge punyoga dakhyayam itinena nish bhavati. Chandranana, Chandraha eva ananam yasyaha. So, Swangachyopasarjana adityanena nishi prapte anana is bahvacha. Right? So, nakrodadi bahvachaha ityanena nish nishidhyate. So, there is no nish, the form should be Chandranana. Acharya, again like Upadhyaya. So, anuk and nish will apply only if it is kunyoga. Yata swayam vyakhyatri tatra tapeva bhavati. So I think that's it. Any questions? Any part, I mean, it might not be related to it, anything in the three pratyayas, if you have anything you can ask. So before we close down the three pratyayas, a few things. One is the importance of Ashtadhyayi. Right? I mean, Ashtadhyayi is of course important for anything, but particularly here, if you do not know or the order of the Ashtadhyayi, it is very difficult to decide. I mean, if given a word, should it be knee or top? I mean, even if it's all these exercises, it is rather difficult. So the Ashtadhyayi is very, very important in three pratyayas. Okay, and then let's see, yeah, how do we get the vyutpatti of words? For now, it has to be, you have to look at references like dictionary, say you look at the apte or, there is, I have a kosha, there is a, it's in Kannada actually, a very pretty actually, it's called the Shabdartha Kaustubha. It's a 6-volume dictionary which is simply wonderful. He gives the vyutpatti of words, he gives the sutra numbers, and then he gives the prayoga, examples of prayoga and so on. So, but there are other dictionaries which do that. Whatever you are referring, Shabda Kalpadrama or Vachaspatya. Or even after Macmillan, in some cases they give the Vyuspati. Of course, I mean, the best way to know the Vyuspati is to get it from grammar. I mean, most of the words, the Vyuspati you will need to know for either Kridantas or occasionally Tadhitantas. So if you read Kridantas, you will get to know quite a bit. I mean, the vocabulary will be built fantastically if we learn Kridantas. And Tadhitantas is fine, but Kridantas are extremely important. And once you get there, it will be easier. And you can even guess what the thing could be, just by looking at the form, what pratyaya it could be. Say, if you give pachaha, I mean, it is obvious that it is not an or any of the words should change. But if you give pakaha, it is obvious that the pratyaya should have an it or an it, and so on. I mean, many things become obvious. That is the purpose of grammar. Like if you study this, it becomes easier. You don't have to remember everything. Things become more obvious. For now, that is the only way. Vyuspati. But I mean, even with the Vyuspati, there is one more thing. You should know what you are looking for in a word. Say, if you are given a word and you are asked what three pratyaya it is, how do you go about it? I mean, you cannot always, there are 77 sutras. So you cannot sit and check it out against each sutra and decide, okay, is this occurring and so on. Right? So, I mean, there should be, I mean, you should, this is not something which is given in the book, but you should create somewhere where, you know, it becomes clear, like a table in your mind. Like, I mean, what I'm talking about is, say, if there is a Ukaranta word given, you don't even have to think of all the sutras which refer to Akarantas. 90% of three pratyayas are for Akarantas, right? So, the first thing to be do is to take out all the other antas. So, if it is Ukaranta, there's a fixed set of sutras which can apply. I have to make that list, I mean, say, Umutaha, whatever, Urvoho, the Uru Shabda, and so on. So, there is only a very limited set which applies. So, if it is Ikaranta, there is again a very limited set. There is Ito Manushya Jatehe, there is Pradikara, Dakshinaha, and probably a few more. And any other sara, if it is Rukaranta, you either have Runebhyongi or the word is in the Svasradigana. Over. There is nothing else that can happen with a Rukaranta. And if it is words ending with any other swara, there is no Sri Pratyaya. It will be as it is. Okay. And if it is Halantas, things have been told only for a few things. One is if it is a Nakaranta, there are quite a few things which happen. So, you have to list out what are the things that could happen. First thing, the Utsarga is Runebhyongi. But before we apply the Utsarga, we should know what are the Apavadas. If it is Man, there is no Neep. If it is an Ananta Bahuvrihi, if it is Upadhalopi, there is optional Neep. If it is not, then there is no Neep. So, in both these cases, there can be Daap. And then there are a few other words for Nakarantas. You find it somewhere else. There are a couple more if you go through the Sri Pratyaya. So what are the things that can happen with Nakarantas? And in Halantas, one more thing that can happen is Ugitascha. You find it in many cases, say Vidvas. So there all you need to know the Pratyayas which are Ugit and can Ugitascha apply. Otherwise, if it is a Halanta, there is nothing happening. If it is Udhas, there is a very specific rule. So otherwise, there is nothing which is happening with Halantas. The majority things happen in Akaranta, Hraswa Akaranta, Adantanam, because the Ataha from Ajaditashta goes through most of the Sri Pratyayadika. So if it is an Akaranta, what to do? Again, you have to find there are several divisions. First thing you have to check out is if it is in the specific list. There are specific words which get Pratyayate, Ajadigana. Does it belong to the Ajadigana? Then you don't have to look at anything else. Whatever the word means, whatever it has to get taught. So similarly, if you have the Gauradigana, and then there is Bahwadigana, there are words in the Janapada, Kunda, Gona, etc. So for specific words, certain things have been told. So first you have to look if those specific things apply. The second thing will be Pratyayas. Is it a Pratyayanta? That is the last thing actually you should consider. Before that you should see if it is a Samasa. There are certain things for specific samasas. Say, Dvigu Samasa, there is a rule. Bahuvrihi, there are a few things told. And then the next, what does it mean? There are certain, based on the meaning, if there is Svangavachaka, there is a set of rules. So you have to just limit yourself to those 4 or 5 rules and check if each of these applies. And if it is a Jativachaka, there are 3 or 4 rules. And if it is a Varnavachaka, there are 2 rules. And so on. So there Vayovachaka, Prathama Vayovachaka. So there are some 4 or 5 so a set of rules which depend on the meaning. So if none of these apply, then you have to go and look at the Vyutpatti. What is the Pratyaya? So if that Pratyaya happens to be in the list. So there is again, the list is very limited. There is a Tiddhanai has a list of some 12 or 13 Pratyayas. Then there is Yai, etc. So if it is that Pratyayanta, then you have a list. So if none of these go on, finally it will be Ajadyatashta. Okay. So you should have those things in mind which will come to you as sets when you think of Stri Pratyaya. So only then can you tell with confidence that okay, this is right and this is not. Otherwise there will always be this doubt. It could be this, it could be that. I have to look it up. Okay. So look it up is correct, but where to look and what to look for is also what you need to know. Okay. So that's just about few words about Stri Pratyayas. The next prakarana we are having is Karaka prakarana. Okay. So that is the last prakarana in the first book of Siddhanta Kaumudi. Whenever it is put in 4 parts. There are cases where it is in 2 parts, so that is not. But Karakanta Adhyayana is what is generally considered as quite good for beginners. I mean, generally what happens when you are studying in a traditional setup is that itself takes quite a bit of time and then you move on to other granthas. So for most people this is what they can learn from the teacher till Karakanta. If you can learn Karakanta really well, then it is true that you don't need to be taught much of the other parts. You can actually look at the others and understand it quite easily yourself. Except perhaps the Tinganta. The Tinganta Prakriya will have to be done. And Samasas again will have some certain Arthika things which have to be done. But otherwise with Tadhita and Kridanta, it is very easy to go through the Sutra yourself and find out what they are telling and so on. Okay? So the next thing we will be having is the Karaka Prakarana, which I'll start in the next class. So it will be almost like this, that is, we will be referring to the Bala Manorama extensively along with the Mula. And some other things which I tell. Yeah, I am also planning to start this thing for Proudha Manorama, Pancha Sanchanta, only for probably in July or sometime this, along with this class. I mean, Kaumudi will go on, but the Proudha Manorama Pancha Sanchanta is something which is there in the syllabus of quite a few universities here, and other people have been asking about it. So if you are interested, you can join. I mean, I'll send you the notice once everything is decided, but probably only one class per week of 1 or 1.5 hours. So the Pancha Sanchanta of Proudha Manorama will be done. And then what else? Yeah, there is a CD of Ashtadhyayi Sutras, which is there is a company called the Vyoma Linguistical Arts Foundation, which I mean, I was working there earlier. Currently I am not because of other things, but still in contact with it. It's a company which is technological company exclusively for Sanskrit and linguistics. So they have an audio CD of the Ashtadhyayi, where there are 2 formats. One is in the Uccharana Anuccharana, that is one teaches and the person repeats, so which is very easy for learning. If you have to learn the Ashtadhyayi, it is very easy because you can repeat along with the student part of it and learn. And there is also the chanting mode where you can go on listening to it. It's very well done because, I mean, it has been done by scholars, that is students who have studied the Vyakarana in the traditional manner. So it's actually worth it. And if you are studying grammar seriously, you should have the Ashtadhyayi, because as we saw in Stri Pratyaya, again in Karaka, the order and the Ashtadhyayi is very important as we go on. Wherever the Kaumudi, you should all understand, is only for beginners, because the order of the Kaumudi at least is in the beginning level. But as we go on, unless we have the Ashtadhyayi it is very difficult to remember or get a clear knowledge of what we are learning in grammar. So you can just, I mean, if you are interested, you can just, I think the thing is available at the website of the company, that is yomalabs.in. Where is my I'm somehow not able to type in this chat window. It is Vyomalabs, vyomalabs.in. So you can just look at it and see if you want to buy it. I think that's it for now. We'll see next class with Karaka Prakaran. Enakshara samam nayamadhigamme maheshwarat kutsnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. मुनित्तायं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते।